from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And you brought up something where you said if you could take one rule from any sport and apply it to a different sport, what would you do, Mr. Bob Fesco? What is your rule?
Well, I was watching, obviously, the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team, United States of Freedom, gold medal. What if in basketball we added offsides in? Just like in soccer, where you can't be ahead of the ball until it's passed in down there, and then you have the opportunity to lay it in. Your thoughts on adding offsides to basketball? I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be fun.
Right? It'd be fun. You couldn't hang out at the other end of the court. Not that anybody really does that, you know, but it would force you to get back. It would force you to, you know, a little bit more strategy. Probably would end up cutting down on scoring, and American moms in Johnson County would hate it because they wouldn't understand it, and it would be wonderful from that standpoint. But I was just thinking about that watching the game, like just watching the flow of the players, like, I've watched soccer for so long now with my daughter. You just kind of watch that flow in that line of players, and you're like, are they going to be offsides here? We got offsides in you know what? We need offsides in basketball. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Because you have the rule in soccer is you have to have a defender at least past you.
Right.
And
between you and the goal.
And the goal. Yeah. There has to be at least a defender. You can't pass it before.
Obviously. That's simplified terms.
Yeah, and it's very tough to teach young kids offsides in soccer.
It's harder to teach the parents.
Yeah, and they do that because of the rule of cherry picking, which is exactly what we see in the NBA. When I remember playing Little League basketball, there'd always be that kid who just like stand at half court, and then as soon as there's a rebound, run down, you're just throwing the ball, automatic 2 points, and they can make the layup. So I get that. I think that's interesting because that would keep people from – I remember there was – I think it was – was it LaMelo Ball? It was one of the Ball kids.
LaMelo Ball,
Is LaMelo Ball still playing?
I think he had what, like 75 points in a game, but like they showed his highlights and he was just standing at half court going back down the court. They're just throwing a ball. He was just cherry picking.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Had like 35 points. The rule I want to see, which is a little bit fantasy implicated, so just hear me out here, is in football, have like a 3-pointer like you have in basketball. If you complete a touchdown pass of 50 yards, you automatically get 8 points. It's not a huge jump, right? NBA, you got to shoot further to get one more point than two. And there's times, and there's certain fantasy football leagues where if a quarterback does complete a 40-yard touchdown pass, he is rewarded more points than just the average four, which is more and more standard league scoring. A touchdown pass is normally 4 points. In the NBA or in the NFL, if you complete a 50-yard touchdown pass, you get 8 points. 50 yards or more, it's automatically 8 instead of 6.
I don't mind
that. 2 more points, you still get a chance to kick a field goal or an extra point after the play. It's a 9-point play. If you don't like it, stop it. What does Patrick Mahomes do? He's a Steph Curry of the NFL. What is everybody going to try to do? Find a Steph Curry and shoot threes. What's he going to do in the NFL? Try to get more offense. Try to get more points on the board. What do we all love in the NFL? Points.
Points.
What do we hate in the NFL? A final score that's 12-10.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Would you be in favor, and again, I told you I was watching some Canadian football last night on the CBS Sports Network where they get all the big games, and they have the rouge in Canadian football. And as we were talking about the kickoff rules and how like we're looking at these kickoff rules and people are questioning what's going on, do we like the kickoff rule yet and whatnot, why didn't the NFL just, instead of stealing from the UFL, they should have stole from Canada and added in the rouge, and you get rewarded for a point if the opposing team kneels down in the end zone with the ball. And so you force returns to happen because people don't want to give up that point, right?
I don't hate that.
What about adding that in instead of this kickoff rule that we're watching right now? Because I know there's a lot of confusion through week one of the preseason. There's going to be. A lot of people aren't watching preseason football, so we will be having these same conversations after the Baltimore game and after the first real weekend of the NFL season about these kickoff rules. But instead of making it so complicated, they should have really just added in the Canadian rouge and said, from now on, if you kick it into the end zone and the other team takes a knee, you get 1 point, because teams aren't going to give up points in the NFL because they're few and far between. You know, when it comes to the final score, everybody's pretty close in this league. The last thing you want to do is take a knee in the end zone and give up a point to the other team. You're going to run that kickoff back out of the end zone. That's going to add excitement to the game. That's what the NFL should have done.
I had no idea that was a good rule. I mean, because right now all it is what, 5 yards? You get an extra 5 yards if you kick it out of the, that's it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, NFL team. Okay, cool. Start at the 30 instead of the 25. I don't care.
Because I saw this, like the score yesterday was like 10-1 at the end of the first quarter. I'm like, what? How did they get 1 point? So I down a rabbit hole and I find out they get a point for that. I'm like, all right, I kind of like that idea. That may have been the better option for the NFL to go with than whatever it is that they're going with right now.
Yeah, for me, rule changes. I would, in overtime of a hockey game, get the ice start to melt, get a shark under there. That's really where I'm at.
I like that. I'm good. Yeah. I want a horse in the outfield of baseball. Hey,
come
game,
on.
So I'm fine with that. Right.
Sharks under the ice.
I like
Let's
it.
Go,
no,
man.
It's good.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Get, play that game faster. Don't let the ice melt. Yeah.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Could you imagine? I'm surprised the NHL really hasn't done that yet. Put an aquarium under the ice.
Sick.
And the NFL has just lost every PETA fan in the entire world. Yeah. That poor shark.
Yeah.
Text line brings in some ideas as well in the 816. Penalty box / power play for the NFL. Personal foul, go to the penalty box, play a man down.
I don't hate that idea either.
That ain't bad at all.
Don't be a dumbass. Yeah. And if you are, you sit on the sides. How long are you in the box for?
What's the NHL's 3 minutes?
Well, it's 2 minutes, but that's a running clock, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes in an NFL game is like an eternity.
Like so four plays, maybe?
Do you do one, like one down? Like if the other team gets a first down, you're back in?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. So like a series kind of? Yeah. I like that.
You go three and out, you're in the penalty. I don't know.
From the 816, 60-yard field goals are more. You get 4 points instead of three.
I don't hate that one. I would probably do 55 and above, though, because you don't really see a 60-yarder in the NFL all that much, and you want to incorporate more scoring. So maybe 55 and above, would you compromise on that one?
I think I'd compromise because it is weird. You're right. You don't see a lot of 60, but you do see a good amount of 57, 58.
Yeah,
that's
you do. You see a lot of those.
A lot of 58.
But not a lot of 60. So I would go 55 plus, and I'd give you 4 points for that.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate that at all.
It's going to be good for the Chiefs.
Absolutely.
In baseball, you strike out 3 times in a game. You have to miss your next at bat.
Yeah, and it's an automatic out because you suck. Yeah, that's kind of fun, too.
Aaron Judge would not be the MVP. Guy strikes out a lot. No, I don't know. If you could change, we can open that to the text line. If you could implicate one rule from another sport into another one in professional sports in the United States, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
From the 913, 2 series, you could run in at any time or arena league style. Yeah. If that was the case, I'd just start Xavier Worthy 10 yards back the line and be like, as soon as I make the first sound, you start running. Then Mahomes is so aware of the line, he can just snap it, and then he's already gone.
I do like the Arena League style, the Canadian style as well, getting that offensive player moving before the snap. I think it's fun.
Everybody would draft a 4-2 guy in the first round of every year.
Put speed back into the game, man, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.